Okay. Oh. Okay.
It's kind of fuzzy.
You must be the fuzz vocal.
I think I am.
I'll be the bright vocal, and you be the fuzz vocal. Okay.
You watch the enunciation.
I will. As soon as you. Okay. I have to tell you guys. Okay. 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 Hi, I'm Simca Fisher, and this is my husband Damien.
Oh.
This is our podcast, or what have you, and So we're testing out the audio, which, believe it or not, we actually do every time. And it was making a weird, like, shrieking noise for some reason.
It's time to invest in new equipment.
Yeah, right. This is new. You know, we're on podcast 56, and maybe we should buy a microphone or whatever. So he says, let me check the box. And I assume that he means the case of matzah that the laptop is sitting on for some reason. Because I overbought this year, okay? I overbought.
But you overbought 2 years ago.
We have. Well, you know, there's 26 carbs in one sheet of matzah, and every once in a while you need 26 carbs. Oh, my goodness. So how's that for an introduction? How do you like it? You like that?
Pretty good.
You like that?
I
okay.
Like it.
All right.
This podcast will be free and open to the world.
Sure.
Because we've been so slack-ass in getting this done.
Because we suck.
Well,
I mean, to be fair,
things
you know,
have been very busy.
We've had a thing or two going on, a thing or two or three, and now we're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So, unbeknownst to Damien, I actually have come up with a theme for this podcast, and It just sort of spontaneously, organically arose. This podcast is called "Men Need to Do Better."
Because, hey, come on.
Well, not necessarily all men. Not all men. Hashtag. But hashtag definitely Damien. But
come on. I bought the fundraiser donuts and everything.
I know. You know, I had my first Krispy Kreme donut ever today.
Yeah.
And it was like.
It was a donut.
Like, what's the big deal? I don't get it.
Am I supposed to microwave it?
That's what I was wondering. I was thinking, is it one of those things where, like.
Am I not eating this right?
And I felt like it was my fault.
Right. I resent foods that it's like. I'm not doing something right because I'm not enjoying it. Well,
yeah,
maybe
it doesn't.
Just sucks.
It didn't have directions or anything. Yeah. It was just a donut sitting there. And
donuts don't need special handling, or
right?
Something.
And it's they're like $3 a piece or something too, because it was fundraising for some nonsense that we ended up paying for anyway.
Oh my gosh!
Let's fundraise for this trip. You owe us $150.
It's that kid. It's that kid. It's like every 2 minutes, like, can I have some money?
Well, I've taken to shouting get a job at him no matter what he says to me, which is kind of fun because he's 15 and he actually legally cannot get a job.
And it drives him crazy.
Yeah, it bothers him. Poor thing. Yeah. Poor guy. Anyway.
He could do better.
Well, but he's not a man, though. So do you want to talk about Matt Walsh?
Well, if that's where we're going, yeah, I think we should all be worried about Matt Walsh.
I'm worried about the people surrounding Matt Walsh. I'm worried about like the last people to see him alive, basically.
Yeah.
Like before he sequestered himself into
his garage, his man cave.
Oh, he clarified that he wasn't talking about himself, guys. Not every time you say something, it doesn't mean that it's him necessarily. But he was just, I think it was a Boy Scouts thing. I think he was bitching about the Boy Scouts. Because everybody spent the last 10, 20 years.
Guy, except for buy hats. What does that guy do?
What?
Walsh.
Matt, I don't know. He tweets, I guess.
I mean, until I saw those tweets, I didn't realize he was an incel.
Oh,
maybe we get Ross Douhat to buy him one of those sex dolls.
Oh, you know, we're going through our notes. He's like, oh, you can't make that joke. But all of a sudden.
No, I was saying you couldn't make those jokes in the Parable magazine.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fair enough. Okay. All right. All right. But just to show that we're like ecumenical, we're by.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever seen Ross Douhat in a sex doll in the same room at the same time? I think he is one.
What?
We should be open to the possibility. I don't understand that joke. I don't either.
Oh my gosh. I reject that joke. I will have no part of it. I reject.
Have some gin.
The allegations and the alligator. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure, you know, people say like we're always after conservatives, we're always picking on conservatives. You know, liberals are terrible people. How can we never have anything bad to say about them? So
the practicing Catholic couple with 10 kids, we're a bunch of fucking hippies.
Right, obviously. Yes, I am. So anyway, if you happen to read the National Catholic Reporter,
mm-hmm.
NCR Online, www.ross.org. There's...
Oh, wait, you just gave them credit. More than they could give you.
yeah, there's that. There was a story, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, but in my mind, it's still fresh, Damien.
This is an evergreen. This has always been This is always going to be awesome.
A weekend at Cape Cod shows glimpses of the future of the church, or the future church, or something like that.
First of all,
which is
the reporter is at the vanguard of the not, what's the not future of the church?
Past.
The past. It's not even the past. It's like the embarrassing family photo of the church. That's what the register, the reporter is. Right.
Well, so that's something else. So a bunch of guys, I don't know, a bunch of dudes with like.
Were any of them deacons or were they too stupid to be deacons?
Well, you know, they all had a lot. There was like a high percentage of those Irish fishermen's hats. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So they had some kind of get together, some dude get together that they have.
All old guys.
Yeah. Well, there's this. They get this. They have this place in Cape Cod and they get together and they like. They're so dude. They're so very dude. And like last year, they had mass. They went to mass, and it wasn't very inspiring because it was just mass. Like, whatever, you know, Eucharist, whatever. So that was the general feeling I got. So this time, they decided, you know, they sat down and went over their options. And apparently, one of their options was not, you know, fulfilling your Sunday obligation. So instead, decided
that's a choice.
Well, I mean, yeah, free will, but. I don't know how you get to write for a Catholic magazine and be so open about that, but what do I know? I'm a disgraced blogger, as you'll recall.
That's right.
So, So they decided. So they decided that they weren't gonna recreate the mass per se. They weren't gonna do like a copycat mass. They were just gonna do like the important parts that they especially liked. So they did some readings. They had up there was a picture of their notes.
That's how faith works. You just do what you like, right? That's what Jesus said.
So
as he was up on the cross, he says, "Hey guys, do what you like."
On Cape Cod, it's the future of the church. So they did some readings, and then here's the part that got my attention. The liturgy of the word complete, we headed into the kitchen and gathered around the table. A processional provided with some liturgical oomph as Peter opened his mobile phone, played the glory be he created by layering multiple recordings of his own voice.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Didn't you say that sounded familiar to you? Like,
oh, that's clearly out of the Inferno, right?
I think so. And then it says, we forgot to plan a sign of peace. Vincent reminded us, and there followed 72 hugs.
Wait, but I saw that picture. There was like three guys. Yeah. How did they get that many hugs?
It was a lot of. What I want to know, this place, this condo or whatever on Cape Cod, how many closets were there?
Because... <don't know. laughs> You're never gonna,
I just feel like if I were those guys and I was looking for a place, that is a question.
You'd want to know.
That I would want. Yeah.
They would. I'm gonna guess they already knew that.
Oh. Anyway, that's apparently the future. They didn't say it was gonna be the future of the church, but they said if that turned out to be the future of the church, then it would be okay. I believe that was a
our
direct
next
quote.
Pope is going to be a very, very, very angry African.
Yep.
And
it's gonna be
all Latin masses with liturgical dancing.
And you're right.
He's going to be tossing people out of the church left and right. It doesn't matter. You look at him cross-eyed, you're gone. You're done. You're anathema, buddy. That's what we're going to get next.
Oh, boy. Oh, what interesting times we live in. Do you want to switch gears? Because this is a story I haven't told you about yet. This is continuing with our theme, if you'll recall.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Toronto. I had to look it up to find out what town it was from, but when I found that out, it kind of made sense.
Okay.
Four Peel police officers, that's the name of the town, charged with perjury for allegedly lying about stealing a Tony Montana statue from a drug dealer, as one does.
I'm very confused here.
So, what? Like, I guess there was this drug dealer, and they seized his drugs and money and whatnot, and also a large, like... A meter. How big is a meter? That's like a yard or
it's
something,
like
3 feet. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's about a meter high. It's made out of wood. Highly detailed, original statue of the guy from
Scarface. Yeah, Al Pacino.
Yeah. And they wanted it, I guess.
So they took it.
Yes, but there's like Like, in the property, well, there's surveillance cameras, you know, because...
Oh, they took it from the property room?
Yeah, and they had dummies. They had a scheme, though. They decided to pretend that it was a broken heater, but...
Oh, dummies.
So they got, they're suspended, yeah. And that's Toronto, I guess.
Peel.
Peel, right, yeah. Sorry, yes, well, it was covered by the Toronto paper, excuse me, not to be unfair. I don't hold you personally responsible for that. But
well, I'm not responsible for any of this nonsense here. I'm not the Cape Cod weirdos.
No, that's not your thing.
And Matt Walsh. I mean, he's clearly a serial killer.
You know, he's been making a really good living out of telling people how superior homeschool is to other forms of school. And I'm pretty sure his kids are not school age yet still. I mean, he's been doing it for years. He's been doing it for years, telling everybody how much better it is the way he's going to do it and how ashamed you ought to be for not doing it the way he's going to do it.
Over under, how many hours he's going to put into actually homeschooling when the kids do?
Well, he has. Like he's two, in his garage, three. Damien.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, that's the only place he can be a man. The house he bought.
It's just, oh my gosh. Yeah, seriously. Like, women are not allowed to work. It's a terrible thing when women are allowed to work. But then you have to whine and complain when you had to buy the house. Like, well, you didn't want her to have a job,
Sorry, dude.
Like, that's, you know, I don't know.
What is his job?
He's a blabbermouth. I don't know. Right. He's popular. He's good at it. I don't know. What do I know? Benny informed me today. She says... Benny is six. She says, Daddy, Mama works online, but Daddy works in real life.
It's a lie. I barely work. It's a big sham.
The next story is yours. It's all yours.
Oh, are we going to New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little played out, but...
That's okay.
It's worth it. There was a mystery pooper in New Jersey, pooping mm-hmm. on the football field. And they chased him down. It turned out to be the school superintendent.
Now, that to me, that's interesting because you've covered a number of superintendents over the years on your beat. And it seems to me they generally make a lot of money.
Yep.
They get like a disproportionate amount of respect and power.
Yep.
And their jobs are pretty secure.
Yep.
What's he doing pooping on the field?
I don't know.
That's kind of a low rent thing, isn't it?
I believe it's a long distance runner type thing. You know, you get so many miles in and you gotta go.
Oh, it's one of those things.
Yeah,
really?
It's one of those things, yeah.
But I always feel like that's like the cover story and there's some other element like
I don't know, like we've run, you know, multiple miles at a clip.
Yeah.
And we haven't pooped in the road.
No, we have not.
That's just not what we do.
No.
It's not what you do. And I don't know. Are we running wrong? Am I eating donuts wrong?
And
am I
running wrong? First, you eat the donut wrong.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? If it involves poop, no thanks.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay. All right. See? You know, kids, you've been married for more than 20 years, and there's still new things to find out about your spouse. So. All right. Now it's played out. Now it's officially played out.
All right. Yeah.
The next one is yours as well.
Oh, this is such a Portland story. I know it's been going around.
That's okay.
The ads for
from
a free capybara.
Yeah.
On Craigslist. Honest to goodness, what are you thinking here?
I read this and it seemed a little contrived to be perfectly honest.
You mean like a guy from Portland who would have a pet capybara?
Well, no, that part I believe,
I haven't seen it debunked, so it's too good to check. That's my journalistic ethic right there. It's too good to check. I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, screenshot that.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a canoe out of that.
This is my favorite in the opening. He would do best with an all-male household or a home in which females are no longer capable of menstruating so as to reduce the likelihood of Ben marking his territory indoors. But we will come back to that. There's a lot of, but we will come back to that.
I guarantee you he got like 40 takers too. People,
I know.
People are just,
oh,
if it's
he's
the,
so
the
cute.
Stupider it is, the more people want a piece of it for some reason.
Well, they're gigantic guinea pigs.
Yeah,
guinea
they're
pigs
strange.
Are bloody awful.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yeah.
We're going to get angry, you know, guinea pig people, but guinea pigs are awful. They're what you eat when you don't have any squirrels available. Okay, they're just stay away from them.
Oh, you know what? There was a rabid squirrel. Did we tell you about this?
There was a rabid squirrel
at the school. Yeah, it apparently
he bit a teacher's shoe.
He did. He bit a teacher's shoe, and poor Carol had to scramble up on top of the playground equipment, and the kids thought that was hilarious. Poor Carol.
Oh,
apparently, she told them she had gotten her shot, so it was okay. But
why didn't she kick the damn thing?
Well, you next time you can be there with the rabid squirrel and see how much presence of mind you have.
I've offered to bring them guns, but apparently that's not allowed at schools.
Yeah. You know,
we could send a gun in with Benny just to like slip it into the office, like, shh, don't worry about it. We won't tell.
Well, we do have a guaranteed slot. I guess we could push it a little bit. Here's something which I have, which is not there was no link, and I don't really understand. It was one of these things that just sort of spontaneously arose out of the internet, and I don't know what it signifies. It says the Baked Bean Museum of Excellence is a museum dedicated to baked beans, located in the converted home of the bean-obsessed superhero who owns it. There's something wrong with that sentence, Sarah.
Very much so.
The man whose legal name is Captain Beanie began his love of baked beans after, mind you, he sat naked in a bathtub full of them for 100 hours.
Huh.
Like, I feel like some part of that is
somebody's
not true.
Lying here.
Right, yeah. But which part? I mean, first he was in a bathtub full of beans for 100 hours.
Was this like a George, who's that crazy guy?
I don't know.
Is this like a G. Gordon Liddy type deal where he's trying to like, you know, overcome a fear of baked beans by sitting naked in a tub full of them?
I don't know.
And then he loves
because
them?
Because it wasn't linked, but the picture of him, he was sitting on an inflatable, like a transparent inflatable couch. I guess it was a big, it looked like a bean.
Oh, that would be perfect for a man cave.
Oh, I guess so.
He should get a job, is what he should do. And that's not a job.
Well, he has a museum. He owns a museum. Oh, no, I don't think we did.
I don't think we did. Well, I'm willing to do it again.
All
anyway.
Right, I think I told you about it and you laughed.
Oh, it must have been the last time we ran, which was like a bajillion years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, yes, I remember because you were pooping. And then, no, this is, I honest to goodness cannot remember how or where I came across this, but they did a study that showed that hungry men perceive women with higher body weights as being more attractive. And once these men had something to eat and no longer reported being hungry, they no longer reported finding those same women quite as attractive.
So many questions
because,
here.
Because,
I don't know.
They wanted to,
take a big old bite out of
I guess.
I don't know.
That's strange. I mean, it's better than beans, I guess. Like, if you have to be.
But.
Anyway, I don't know. It was weird, and now you know something. And it was one of those things where you read it, and you're like, "Yeah, I could see that. Like that makes sense.
Sort of makes
I don't want it, but I see it. You know. I got a thing here, which is a link, which I have steadfastly refused to open for like 7 weeks now. It was how do baby birds breathe inside their eggs. And I still don't know because they haven't opened it yet.
Oh,
so
that's...
if anybody want to tell me. It's
no, thank you.
Do you
yeah.
know? You don't
no,
know.
I
you're
don't.
Not. You're not holding out on me. Like
I am
you.
Not.
You know, but you're not gonna. You don't want to tell me.
No clue whatsoever.
All right. Next time you and the guys get together, you can talk about it.
Well, after we finish recording our new Glory Bees.
In beans.
Only one dude in the tub at a time.
Oh. Do you want to hear why embroidery scissors are shaped like storks at all? It's not interesting.
I don't have an option, do I?
No, you have an option. It's stupid. It's not interesting.
Well, you don't have to get all depressed about
no,
it.
No, I'm not depressed. It's just, you know, the more effort I put into something, it sits there. It sits in this tab on top of your computer screen, and the longer you don't read it, the interest just drains out of it, and then it's just sitting in a puddle on the bottom of your laptop, and you just wipe it away, and then your tab is still open, and you look at it, and you're like, what the fuck is this? I don't care. Like, they're bird scissors. It doesn't matter.
You know, we've been having so many eventful days and nights here.
Yes. Yes,
and
we have.
It's not even phase three. But,
holy mackerel, listen to that wind.
Yeah, we're getting a thunderstorm.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, that's pretty exciting.
But I think we should right now thank all of the listeners and patrons and all of that for
helping us do what we want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know where you're talking into the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Holy mackerel, that's some wind. So we're getting a huge rainstorm all of a sudden. So good thing we got we laid in a bunch of beans.
Yeah, got our shot shells and we're good to go.
I think so. I have a poem. Is it time for the poem already? I don't even know. Boy.
Yeah, it's close enough.
You know what? We're going to call it a short podcast and I don't think anybody is going to mind.
We want to get this before the power goes out.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, the lights are flickering. Where's my poem? I lost it.
It's in one of the tabs that you don't give a fuck about anymore.
I'm afraid you are 100% right. Nope.
Oh, there we go.
Nope, got it. It's a sad one. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. This is called Moving Day, and it's by John Bergowski.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Nothing seems to fit through the door of my daughter's room anymore. What we easily carried upstairs 20 years ago gets stuck going back through the doorway or wedged tight in the stairwell. So we have to go back up and unscrew the legs from her dresser, tap out nails holding the side and top panels of the cedar wardrobe that I'm sure came up in one piece. The narrow curving stairs of her old farmhouse, not a problem for her fiancé, who takes them two at a time, and unlike me, who's been twice caught at the back window, staring at the yellowing walnut, never leaves the room empty-handed. It was good, wasn't it? Nice and compact. There, John Bergowski. Whew. Anyway.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow, next time we do one, we'll feel better. All right? I'm sure of it.